Let's talk about the Karnataka state budget that had 1.86 lakh rupees, which is 14% more than last year, allocated and announced by the Chief Minister of, Bangalore and Karnataka, Siddaramaiah. Mr. Mohandas Pai, a gentleman who's been on the board of directors of Infosys for 11 years. He's a chartered accountant, studied at St. Joseph's, a very bright mind, works for the union government, state government, is a part of BPAC. He won the award for the best CFO in 2002. Let's just give it to him. I had a few minutes. He quickly, before getting into a meeting, said, you know, let me put it in a nutshell for you. And I said, yes, please do.
Good morning, Disha. We had the Karnataka budget being delivered by Chief Minister Siddaramaiah yesterday. As expected, it was a very populist budget because elections are going to be there maybe next year. He was catering to his constituency of backward castes and minorities. He took many programs from other successful CMs and put them all together. For the last 4 years, Karnataka has not been seeing many jobs being created, and jobs are the number one priority for Karnataka. Karnataka is a resource-rich state. Its own tax to GDP ratio is among the top three in India. And despite having this, the budget lacked a vision. It is a populist budget with many schemes, a breakfast lunch scheme, more food grains, more milk for children. And he also made sure cinema theatre charges came down, with the maximum being at 200 rupees. However, he has given Bangalore some more money. Bangalore, he has said that the metro line to the airport is being studied, should be done shortly. It also said that phase 2 has been cleared and phase 3 studies have been made. Along with phase 3, hopefully Bangalore will have around 250 kilometers of metro, which is very, very badly required. He has given money to decongest traffic in Bangalore to the Karnataka Road Development Corporation of 1,500 crores. He has always said that 150 electric buses in Bangalore and 50 in Mysore will be done. Karnataka's growth has come down as per the budget. This year, the growth is 6.9%, and the revenues have increased 11%. So if you look at overall for the budget is a populist budget, a budget for the elections, a budget to cater to his voting class. It lacks a vision. Public toilets are going to be built using the viability gap method, where you'll invite people to bid for running the toilet. But you know, 1,000 toilets is neither here nor there for a state of 7 crore people. So I think it is a Bhagya budget, and we expected a greater emphasis on infrastructure in North Karnataka. North Karnataka is a poor area. There's a need for more infrastructure so that industries will come. Overall, I would just end by saying that it has been good for Bangalore. It is good for people who want subsidies. It's bad for people who want jobs and development. And it carries forward Siddaramaiah's philosophy of giving more and more stops to more and more people who are his constituency over the last 3 years. Thank you very much.
Ooh, that's nice.